It's Purim. On Purim, we're going to be busy with so many different things. All the mitzvahs hayom, the four mems. We're going to read the Megillah twice. We're going to do Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lev Yonim. We're going to end the day with our Mishta. We're going to be very, very busy. And when we're busy, we sometimes don't think so much. But I want to share with you a beautiful idea that I heard from Rabbi Menachem Penner, the Dean of Reitz, in the name of Rabbi Benjamin Bleich. He asked the question on the practice that we have to make noise when we hear Haman's name. It's a lot of fun. The kids enjoy it. They get a real kick out of it. But why do we do it? And if it's such a big deal that we do it, why are there some minyanim that don't have children where they insist we don't make noise? So I'd like to share with you what I believe is one of the most famous answers, and then share with you a completely different answer. Perhaps the most famous answer is that Haman, in some way, shape, or form, is a descendant of Amalek, whether he is a biological descendant or if he is a psychological descendant, where he just shares the makeup of all those people from Amalek that seek to destroy the Jewish people for the entire history of mankind. Either way, Haman represents Amalek. We have a mitzvah, which we read about this past Shabbos, called Mechias Amalek. I have to destroy Amalek. So how do I do that? So there's the physical destruction, which is I have to find the Amalekim, I have to kill them and make sure that they don't hurt the Jewish people anymore. That's the mitzvah that we have. Should it be that we have a king over the Jewish people, and we know who Amalek in fact is. But what do? So we do a kiyum, so to speak, of Mechias Amalek by banging and making noise when we hear Haman's name. What are we doing? We are wiping out the name of Haman. You're not going to be able to hear him. Now, you have to hear the name, but as soon as you hear the name, we blot it out. And we do this over and over again throughout the entire Megillah. It's a lot of fun. But perhaps there's another answer, and this is Rabbi Bleich's answer, which I think is so profound. He says, throughout the history of mankind, there are many, many people like Haman. And those people like Haman, what they do is they stand up to hurt the Jewish people. And it's rough. And somebody's got to say something. But most of the time, the reason why the Hamans are successful is they make noise. They want to threaten the Jewish people. And the rest of the world sits silently and says, all right, no big deal. Rabbi Bleich says, when you hear a Haman, when you hear someone that shares such unadulterated hatred towards mankind, what's our job? Our job is to make noise. And we can't be silent. We've got to make a lot of noise. And every time we've got to make noise. Because if in fact we make noise, it silences more often than not Haman. We know that the majority of time when bad things happen, it's because there is a lot of bystanders that just sit around and do nothing. The book, Hitler's Willing Executioners, is exactly that. All these people that said, we're just following orders. We couldn't stand up. But what if thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people would have said, this is wrong? We can't do it. What would have happened? It would have stopped the madness, and it would have stopped the destruction. We need to make sure that the world is a place that's full of love. But at the very least, we have to make sure that when there's hatred in the air, people stand up and say, no, that's wrong, and that can't be. That's the society that we need to aspire to live in, and that's the message of making noise for Haman's name. We should always keep that in mind. Sometimes we will be the lone voice that will stand up for what's right, but standing up for what's right is not always the easiest thing, but it's always the right thing to do. Have a Freilichen Purim.